Hello there, this is Dave Allen, Wizard Gold, and today I want to say goodbye to Android. I have made the decision to go back completely to Apple products, even though I have enjoyed my year with Android. Without a doubt, the first 6 months I had with my Samsung Galaxy S3 was very good indeed, and I really enjoyed using the phone. Same thing with the Nexus 7, although the experience with that has been better than with the Galaxy S3. The problem I have with the phone is that the carrier did not put out any updates to the operating system. I had to use rooting and CyanogenMod to be able to get the thing to work with the latest software. I think this is a bad problem for Android and really should be sorted out. The main reason for me going back to Apple is that there are three or four applications that I want to get more use out of, and they are iOS only. It's quite frustrating when I want to do something and the perfect application for what I want to do is not in my pocket because I've only got Android in there. I could possibly find some workarounds to be able to get what I wanted to do into these applications by sending texts from one place to another, but it's just too much messing around. It is the sort of messing around that I've had to do that has made the Android user experience for me a bit disappointing and slightly second rate. I'm pretty sure that when I go back to using Apple, I'm not going to miss anything from Android. Well, maybe I'll miss the Google now, just a little bit. It's quite handy for it to tell me what the traffic conditions are like for my drive home for work before I even ask the information. It's also quite useful to get the latest scores from my football team, Barcelona Football Club, as they happen. Another reason I've been able to go back to using Apple is because of the larger phones that have been introduced. I have gone with the 4.7-inch iPhone 6, and I'm having to wait for that at the moment. It's going to be sent out soon. I haven't got the notification that it's been sent from the factory, but I'll keep checking and seeing if it's ready to go. It's going to be with me about the 8th or 10th of October. Anyway, so I've gone with that one because I wanted something that will fit in my shirt pocket. The iPhone 6 Plus would have been far too big for that. It would have stuck out a wee bit. It would have just about fitted in there, but I would have all been worried that it was going to fall out and crash into concrete. The addition of the third-party keyboards, such as Swipe and Swift Key, is also big news for me. I like being able to swipe my finger from around the keyboard, going from key to key rather than doing the tapping. It's much quicker. The first version of Swipe didn't work for me, and I had to wait until there were new versions before I could use it properly. Now it's working a treat and I'm really pleased to have it. So I'm doing a bit of typing on my iPad using the Swipe keyboard and it's marvellous. I do have to go back to the ordinary keyboard from Apple from time to time if I want to use the Siri dictation. And this is because any of the third party keyboards are not allowed to have a microphone on there. This is one of the conditions that Apple's put in there. You also have to go back to the standard keyboard when you happen to put some sort of password in there as well. So it's always going to get some sort of use. And besides, the new Apple keyboard has improved anyway, and you do get the nice bit of predictive text on there, which works pretty good. As I was dictating this into my Mac using Dragon Dictate, my iPad thought I had said, "Hey Siri." It just did it again. It's woken up and it's asking me a question. You have to be careful not to say, "Hey Siri," when you've got your thing plugged in. So Siri started listening to my voice for a question. This is something that I quite like with iOS 8, and yes, I know that it was already...
Web search turned something up. Have a look.
He's still talking to me there. Anyway, so I know that there's something that's already with similar with Android, but it's just one of those catch-up things that Apple have done that mean I can really go back to using the Apple ecosystem. Another thing that was annoying when I was using the two different systems is that when you're entering things into things like contacts or into your calendar, what happens is you end up with having two sets of data that are not exactly the same. Now that I'm going back to using just Apple, I'm going to have to merge those two sets into one set. And this is going to make it a lot less confusing all around. I did think about keeping the Nexus 7 as I still like the device and I enjoy using it. It's got a great screen on it and it's pretty excellent. Then I remembered my youngest son was looking for a tablet to use and I offered him this Nexus 7. And naturally, he wants to get his hands on this excellent Android tablet. And so I'm going to pass that on to him when I see him in a month's time. The iPad that I'm presently using will also get passed on when I get a new iPad next month. I assume that there's going to be some new iPads next month. That's what the rumours are saying. Although you can never believe any of the rumours. My wife will benefit from this as she's still using the iPad 1. I had to look at that the other day and tell you what, when you start looking at the iPad 1 with its non-retina display, you can really notice the difference. So there's a whole lot of things going on there, what with Yosemite coming out soon. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to upgrade to Yosemite straight away because sometimes when there's a new operating system upgrade like that on my Mac, I can't use Dragon Dictate and that's the application I use the most on my computer. So I dictate everything in there rather than doing the typing. because it's about 3 times faster. And there's a whole lot of different things with iOS 8 that are quite new and exciting as well. I quite like the one where you've got this extensibility thing where, for instance, I'm using the iPhoto, actually not called iPhoto anymore, it's called the Photos application, and I want to use some of the filters I've got in something else. And I've got one yesterday called Paper Camera, and you can also use Camera Plus, and there's another one, the Cam Scan or Scanner Pro. Anyway, with those there, if you've got any filters in those, you can take a photograph in your Photos application, get the filters out of the other one, do what you want to do with it, and you've all done it all through one application rather than having to close one application and then going off and using another. So that's quite nice. I like that. So I'm really looking forward to being a complete Apple geek again rather than sort of sliding between the two systems. I think it's been useful using Android. I have quite enjoyed some of the things that have been there, and it's given me a different perspective on the way that you use computers and these different systems. And maybe a bit less of a fanboy, I suppose, although, I mean, with the way that Apple have done things over the last week or so, it's not been great anyway. I mean, like, they had this trouble with the nude gate, but that really wasn't their problem. That was the way that some people didn't have very good passwords, and that was a targeted sort of hacking of people's passwords rather than hacking of the Apple system. And then we've had this thing with the first update to iOS 8, which was a complete disaster for those people that bought new phones. It turned the phones off so they wouldn't work, and they had to pull that back, and people had to do some messing about to get their phones back working again. And then, of course, there was something else that happened as well. I can't remember what it was now, but it wasn't very good anyway. Oh, yeah, Bendgate. Well, that Bendgate thing, I mean, that's kind of stupid, actually. I saw a video. There was two lads in England. They decided to go into an Apple store and see if they could bend the phones. I thought they was doing a service for the Apple community. And quite honestly, they were really having to put a whole lot of pressure to get this phone to bend. And this phone wasn't even theirs. So they was doing it in the Apple store. In fact, people who've got these phones and bending them, I can't understand why they wanted to do that anyway, because these are expensive phones, and why would you want to break the darn thing? If it's been done by accident, I mean, maybe you sort of put it in your back pocket and sat on it. Well, that's not a really good thing to do either. And the thing to do, first of all, is go and lose some bloody weight, because the amount of pressure that you have to put into doing these bends is pretty amazing. Well, I suppose if you were just to put it in your pocket and sit down in your car and you're sitting there for a couple of hours, you could bend bit by bit slowly like that, and maybe you wouldn't notice. But even so, it's a bit stupid. Stick them in your back pocket anyway. So this is Dave Allen having a bit of chat about stuff to do with Apple and going back there from Android. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.